Well, right now we bring to these microphones Jim Jr. He's in San Antonio, Texas. He's someplace in the world all the time when we talk to him, either in Jordan or in Israel or in Montenegro, in Europe, whatever. But we're glad we caught him in San Antonio. And you're going to be coming to Chattanooga, Jim, for the School of Prophets Conference. That's going to take place May the 27th through the 30th. That's Monday through Thursday. It'll be at the Stuart Heights Baptist Church in Chattanooga. The church has partnered with us to allow them to use their facility. We're so grateful for them doing that. But I'm going to be teaching in the evening sessions about the Jewish feast, the seven Jewish feasts that God gave the Jewish people, Leviticus chapter 23. One of those is the Passover feast, and the Jews are annually to have a Passover Seder. As I understand it, maybe you can correct me, that word Seder means order, and it's the way that they remember the Exodus 3,500 years ago when Moses led the children of Israel out of the bondage. They had a Passover. Now, this Passover Seder, Jim, it has great importance, does it? We're not going to act through and observe the Passover Seder like the Jewish people would by command of the Lord. But you're just going to illustrate to us the Passover Seder, the importance of it, are you not?
Oh, yes, Dad. We're going to take a look at the meal as it was put forth in all four of the Gospels. The accounts are given to us in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We understand the meal that Christ observed with his disciples that evening was the Passover meal. We'll take a little bit of a look at that and the significance of that, but we're really going to take a look at what was in the mind of Christ and the disciples that evening. You know, I like the story as it's told. And, you know, as a coach, I'm a former soccer player and coach, and I've been involved in coaching young people. Before they go out in the big game, I always would bring them in and give them the last-minute instructions as to what they were going to face in this game and what they needed to focus on. And that's what Christ does at this meal, at this Passover meal. He gives them the last-minute instructions before they're going to go out, and he understands what they're going to face in the future.
Wow, that is a great analogy. I'd never thought about that. That is excellent. Well, that's what you're going to be able to participate in if you will come on Tuesday evening, starting at 7 o'clock of our conference there at Stuart Heights in Chattanooga. Jim will be teaching the Passover Seder as a coach. That is a great analogy. I love it. Well, it had great significance, though, for the church that would come down the line on the day of Pentecost, because that was basically the Lord's Last Supper. And he was, in fact, if I remember correctly, he said something about the future when he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Talked about the Father's house and said he was going to go prepare a place and would come and gather us up to him. So this Passover Seder, that Last Supper, as some people call it, it was important for the upcoming church, wasn't it?
It sure was, Dad. You know, when we take people to Israel, we like to look at the past, present, and future. In this meal, we look at the past. Christ talks about the present, and he also alludes to the future.
Wow, that is great as well, and that's what we're going to actually be doing there at the conference at the Stuart Heights Baptist Church, the conference May the 27th through the 30th, Monday through Thursday, Tuesday night at 7. Jim will be teaching the Passover Seder. Jim, there's more, though, than just something about a Seder. A biblical meal was key as far as you study throughout the entire Word of God. It's a way of developing relationships, developing fellowship, etc., isn't it?
It sure is, Dad. When you take a look at the culture and the customs of the time, you bring those all into the meal. And, you know, and again, it gets back. I like the fact that Christ always used his surroundings, simple illustrations to all of a sudden in the eyes of these disciples as they were following Christ and they didn't understand what was going on that evening. All of a sudden, some of the lights started to come on in their head at some point, whether it was during the meal or after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, at the resurrection, when they understood all of this. He always said, you know, "I tell you these things so that you will know that I am who I say that I am." And so as we take a look at all of the events of the meal, the customs of the culture of the time, this biblical meal that was observed by Christ and his disciples, we learn so much of it and to help us in our everyday life as believers.
Wow, amen. That is true. Oh, I love that verse there in chapter 13 of John where he said, "I tell you," and he was seated there at this Passover Seder, I tell you this before it happens so that when it happens, you can know I am who I say I am. And that's the crux of Bible prophecy. He's telling us what's going to happen before it happens. We have to recognize he is who he is. Jim, I'm looking forward myself personally to be able to hear you teach on the Passover Seder, the biblical meal. That'll be on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, Tuesday the 28th of May. And you can come and join us for the entire conference if you want to at Stuart Heights Baptist Church there in Chattanooga. Thanks, Jim. We'll see you in Chattanooga next.
Thanks, Dad. I look forward to it.